Today is the 18th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back. Welcome back around the global campfire. It's good to see you. How are you today? It's good for each of us to come in out of whatever's going on into this very beautiful, safe place around this global campfire. Where, we have a pretty straightforward, singular focus. A very clear purpose to be here, and that is to open our hearts to God, to allow the Holy Spirit to use the scriptures to speak to us as we take another step forward on this grand adventure. And so, let's do that. We are working our way through the book of Numbers at this point in the Old Testament. Today, chapter 26, verse 52 through 28, verse 15. Then the Lord said to Moses, "The land these people will possess must be divided using the list of names from the census. Give more land to larger tribes and less land to smaller ones. Use the totals from the census in giving land to each tribe, but the land must be divided by drawing lots. The tribes will receive their land based on the names of their ancestors. Whether the tribes are large or small, the land must be divided by drawing lots." The families descended from Levi were listed as the family of Gershon, the family of Kohath, and the family of Merari. These were the families of Levi: Libnite family, the Hebronite family, the Mahlite family, the Mushite family, and the Korahite family. Kohath was the ancestor of Amram. The name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, a descendant of Levi who was born in Egypt. She gave birth to Amram's children, Aaron, Moses, and their sister Miriam. Aaron was the father of Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu had died because they offered unauthorized fire in the Lord's presence. The total number of all the Levite males at least 1 month old was 23,000. They were not counted along with the other Israelites, because they were given no land of their own. Moses and the priest Eleazar added up the total number of Israelites on the plains of Moab near the Jordan River across from Jericho. Among them, there wasn't a single one of the Israelites Moses and the priest Aaron had counted in the desert of Sinai. The Lord had said, "They must all die in the desert." The only ones left were Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, son of Nun. The daughters of Zelophehad, son of Hepher, grandson of Gilead, descendant of Machir, whose father was Manasseh, belonged to the families of Manasseh, son of Joseph. Their names were Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. They came to Moses and stood in front of him, the priest Eleazar, the leaders, and the whole community at the entrance to the tent of meeting. They said, "Our father died in the desert. He was not a part of Korah's followers who joined forces against the Lord. He died for his own sin and left no sons. Why should our father's name be allowed to die out in his family because he had no son? Give us property among our father's relatives." So Moses brought their case to the Lord, and the Lord said to him, "Zelophehad's daughters are right. You must give them property of their own among their father's relatives. Turn their father's property over to them. Tell the Israelites, if a man dies and leaves no sons, turn his property over to his daughters. If he has no daughters, give his property to his brothers. If he has no brothers, give his property to his uncles on his father's side of the family. If he has no uncles, give his property to the nearest relative in his family, and that relative will take possession of it. This will be a rule for the Israelites as the Lord commanded Moses. The Lord said to Moses, "Go up into the Abarim Mountains and take a look at the land I will give the Israelites. After you see it, you too will join your ancestors in death, as your brother Aaron did. You both rebelled against my command in the desert of Zin. You didn't show the people how holy I am when they were complaining at the oasis." This was the oasis of Meribah at Kadesh in the desert of Zin. Moses said to the Lord, "Lord, you are the God who gives the breath of life to everyone. Please appoint someone over the community who will lead them in and out of battle, so that the Lord's community will not be like sheep without a shepherd." So the Lord said to Moses, "Take Joshua, son of Nun, a man who has the Spirit, and place your hand on him. Make him stand in front of the priest Eleazar and the whole community, and give him his instructions in their presence. Give him some of your authority, so that the whole community of Israel will obey him. He will stand in front of the priest Eleazar, who will use the Urim to make decisions in the Lord's presence. At his command, Joshua and the whole community of Israel will go into battle, and at his command, they will return." Moses did as the Lord commanded him. He took Joshua and made him stand in front of the priest Eleazar and the whole community. Moses placed his hands on Joshua and gave him his instructions as the Lord had told him. The Lord said to Moses, "Give this command to the Israelites. Be sure to bring me my offerings at the right times. They are my food. They are offerings by fire, a soothing aroma. These are the offerings by fire that you must bring to the Lord. Every day you must bring as a daily burnt offering 2 1-year-old lambs that have no defects. Offer one in the morning and the other at dusk. With each of them, also bring a grain offering of 8 cups of flour mixed with 1 quart of virgin olive oil. This is the daily burnt offering which was established on Mount Sinai. This offering is a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. Also bring a wine offering of 1 quart of wine for each lamb. Pour it out to the Lord in a holy place. Offer the other lamb at dusk along with the same grain offering and wine offering as you brought in the morning. This is an offering by fire, a soothing aroma to the Lord. On the day of rest, a holy day, offer 2 1-year-old lambs that have no defects, a grain offering of 16 cups of flour mixed with olive oil, and the wine offering that goes with it. This burnt offering is for every day of rest, a holy day, in addition to the daily burnt offerings and the wine offerings that go with them. On the first of every month, bring the Lord a burnt offering of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old lambs that have no defects. With each bull, there will be a grain offering of 24 cups of flour mixed with olive oil. With each ram, a grain offering of 16 cups of flour mixed with olive oil. And with each 1-year-old lamb, a grain offering of 8 cups of flour mixed with olive oil. This is a burnt offering, a soothing aroma, an offering by fire to the Lord. The wine offering that goes with each bull will be 2 quarts of wine. With each ram, 1.5 quarts of wine, and with each lamb, 1 quart of wine. This will be the monthly burnt offering for every month of the year. In addition to the daily burnt offering with its wine offering, 1 male goat must be offered to the Lord as an offering for sin. Luke 3, 1 through 22. It was the 15th year in the reign of the emperor Tiberius. Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea. Herod ruled Galilee, and his brother Philip ruled Iturea and Trachonitis. Lysanias was the ruler of Abilene. It was at the time when Annas and Caiaphas were chief priests that God spoke to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. John traveled throughout the region around the Jordan River. He told people about a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As the prophet Isaiah wrote in his book, "A voice cries out in the desert, 'Prepare the way for the Lord. Make his paths straight.' Every valley will be filled, every mountain and hill will be leveled. The crooked ways will be made straight, the rough roads will be made smooth. All people will see the salvation that God gives." Crowds of people were coming to be baptized by John. He would say to them, "You poisonous snakes, who showed you how to flee from God's coming anger? Do those things that prove that you have turned to God and have changed the way you think and act. Don't say, 'Abraham is our ancestor.' I guarantee that God can raise up descendants for Abraham from these stones. The axe is now ready to cut the roots of the trees. Any tree that doesn't produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into a fire." The crowds asked him, "What should we do?" He answered them, "Whoever has two shirts should share with the person who doesn't have any. Whoever has food should share it too." Some tax collectors came to be baptized. They asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He told them, "Don't collect more money than you are ordered to collect." Some soldiers asked him, "And what should we do?" He told them, "Be satisfied with your pay and never use threats or blackmail to get money from anyone." People's hopes were rising as they all wondered whether John was the Messiah. John replied to all of them, "I baptize you with water, but the one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie his sandal straps. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clean up his threshing floor. He will gather the wheat into his barn, but he will burn the husks in a fire that can never be put out." With many other encouraging words, he told the good news to the people. John spoke out against the ruler Herod, because Herod had married his own sister-in-law, Herodias. He also spoke out against Herod for all the evil things he had done. So Herod added one more evil to all the others. He locked John in prison. When all the people were baptized, Jesus too was baptized. While he was praying, heaven opened, and the Holy Spirit came down to him in the form of a dove. A voice from heaven said, "You are my son whom I love. I am pleased with you." Psalm 61. For the choir director on a stringed instrument by David. Listen to my cry for help, O God. Pay attention to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you when I begin to lose heart. Lead me to the rock that is high above me. You have been my refuge, a tower of strength against the enemy. I would like to be a guest in your tent forever, and to take refuge under the protection of your wings. Selah. O God, you have heard my vows. You have given me the inheritance that belongs to those who fear your name. Add days upon days to the life of the king. May his years endure throughout every generation. May he sit enthroned in the presence of God forever. May mercy and truth protect him. Then I will make music to praise your name forever, as I keep my vows day after day. Proverbs 11, 16 and 17. A gracious woman wins respect, but ruthless men gain riches. A merciful person helps himself, but a cruel person hurts himself. Okay, so in our reading from Numbers, Moses' successor is chosen, announced, and then consecrated. His name is Joshua. This is a big deal. We're starting to transition now into like the next generation, the next chapter. We've been with Moses for a long time now. We're getting to the end of Moses' life. It won't be until we get to the book of Joshua that we will like witness the leadership of Joshua. But we see that Moses is preparing the way for Joshua. And then in the Gospel of Luke, we see another preparation and consecration. So John the Baptist had been preparing the way for the Lord's coming in the wilderness near the Jordan River outside of Jericho. And like in both readings today, I am so vividly, it's so fresh in my mind. Like that Moses is being called up onto a mountain where he will get to look at the promised land. I mean, we were just there in the country of Jordan on Mount Pisgah or Mount Nebo, looking into the promised land. Where Moses, I mean, we'll get to that story, but it's so vivid. And then John in the wilderness beyond the Jordan baptizing people. It is so vivid in my recollection at this point that it's like a real place. It's a real place. Like it is a real place where these things happened. Where the voice of God descended and said, "You are my dearly loved son. You bring me great joy. Like, I'm proud of you." Wow. Ironically, the Hebrew names for Joshua and Jesus, Yehoshua or Yeshua, these are the same. And they essentially mean the salvation of God. Gives us another like glimpse of the thread, the cord of redemption that winds its way through the whole Bible. And then our reading from Proverbs, as is normally the case, is brilliant, is compact, is stark, and immediate. Your kindness will reward you. Your cruelty will destroy you. Like, there's not a lot of wiggle room there. And there's not a lot to unpack. It's like pretty clear. It touches all the issues of our lives and all of the facets of our relationships. Your kindness will reward you in your marriage. Your kindness will reward you in your workplace. Your kindness will reward you as a parent. Your cruelty will destroy you in your marriage. Your cruelty will destroy you in the workplace. Your cruelty will destroy you as a parent. Everything is touched by this simple, compact, stark, immediate proverb. It's thousands of years old, but it's not less true now, because it's a core truth of the human experience. So if we will listen to wisdom and obey wisdom, we will be rewarded. Our kindness will reward us. But if we ignore this, our cruelty will destroy us. So Holy Spirit, come. We kind of find ourselves on a continuum, back and forth between these somewhere, based on circumstance, based on mood, based on nervous system, based on mental health, based on all kinds of things. But the stark truth is, it is our kindness that brings us reward. And it is indeed our cruelty that brings us destruction. So Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth, of course, but lead us on the paths of kindness today. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. It is the website. Daily Audio Bible app is home base. It's the app. Get connected. Be connected. Stay connected. As we continue this journey, check out the community section. This is where the prayer wall lives. It's always on. It's always there. It's never off. And this is also where different links to how to connect on social media can be found. And all the major social media platforms that we participate in can be found linked there. And that's a good idea. If you're there, if you're in that space, any of those spaces, then it's, you know, we're trying to be a voice of hope and good news in this community and give some behind the scenes and announcements. And so follow along and be aware of that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if being around the global campfire brings life and good news and hope and light into your life, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It is Dr. John from Jordan, New York. Got a request from my wife's first cousin for his son, Bobby. He flies in jets for the Air Force. He's flying an F-35 over Iraq. And he was requesting prayer for safety for all of the men and women that are fighting in this war. And I'd also ask for safety for the Iraqi civilians and military on the ground. We just need to cover this area in prayer for this conflict. So thank you very much for praying for Bobby. Appreciate it. Love you guys. Dr. John from Jordan, New York, signing off.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Isaiah 43, 1 and 2. Father God, we lift up to you Don. He has suffered greatly in his life, and now he has been jumped in prison and is in bad shape. We pray your healing on Don's body, but more importantly, healing to his heart. When Don goes through deep waters, you are with him. When he goes through rivers of difficulty, he will not drown. When he walks through the fire, he will not be burned, and the fires will not consume him. Father, you love Don, have ransomed him, and call him yours. Father, we pray that this is revealed to Don deep down in his heart. Come to him in dreams and visions. Make him understand that you were with him through all of his sufferings. You have never left him. Father, we pray for blessings over Don. May he turn to you and his Christian brothers on DAB and inside and outside of those walls. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, cowboy. Let us know how Don is doing.
This is Retta from the Pacific Northwest calling in a prayer request for Patricia, who has lung cancer and is in the final stages of this disease. She probably doesn't have much longer. She's a lot of different things health-wise are happening to her. But Father God, I just pray that whether it's an angel, a nurse, anybody that would come by and just witness the love of Christ to her. I pray for her daughter, Caitlin, who is trying to do the best that she can as a daughter to help her mother through this. They know God, but there is no, as far as relationship with God. Just bring people into their lives, Lord. I would ask that this would happen for both of them. I'm going to also ask for prayer for Christopher, who is Caitlin's husband and my son. He just lost his job yesterday, and it's just been devastating for him. And with all of this going on, Father God, I just pray that you set a job out there for him, that he's able to start earning a wage again and support his family. Lord God, all this is in your hands, I know, and I just pray in Jesus' name that you would answer their prayers. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Deneen, a.k.a. His Beauty for My Ashes. I wanted to send a prayer request to you guys. If you could pray for my stepdad. He has a mass in between his lungs, and he's going for a biopsy this week. They would have done it last week, but because he was on aspirin, they couldn't do the biopsy. So he's having trouble breathing. Actually, it's gotten a little bit better, but again, he has to go for a biopsy, I believe later this week. And if you could just pray for him. I'm praying that it's not cancerous. And then also I'm praying that the Lord would ease his breathing, because he's wheezing. And also I'm concerned about his salvation, him and my mother. So if you guys could pray and just, you know, keep him in mind, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm believing God. And I just want him to be around because I love him. So, if you guys could pray, that would be great. Thank you, guys. I love you. I'm so honored to be a part of this community. And I see God moving. And, thank you. Love you.
Hi, Sivadev. This is Mary from Virginia. I just heard your call about your mom. So sorry to hear about your loss and how unexpected it was. Thinking about you and praying for you this morning, that God gives you grace as you go through your mother's things and remember. I pray that you remember all the good things and that you can give all those difficult times with your mom's bipolar and her condition over to the Lord, and that they would be sweet memories. God bless you.
Hi, this is Becca in Bellingham. Lifting up eyes of a dove. Just heard your prayer request and sudden news of your mom's passing. Just know we will be praying for you as you go through this process, that there would be healing and going through her things and saying goodbye to her in different ways. It's such a process, and I'm praying that Jesus is with you every moment of every second. Lord God, I lift up eyes of a dove and ask that you would walk with her every second of every day, that you would whisper in her ear your truth and your love, and that she is seen and known, and that you will bring healing to her heart. Things will never be the same, but they will get different. Just hang on to Jesus. Lord, we ask all these things in your name. Amen.